Kiloin, Armi Nadori Nadori says, Hai man dizoven diklo lechavre, somebody sells a palm tree to his friend, koni lei mishvu leyatoin. He's kerner also what deep down in the ground also he's kerner. Rav Ashi says, koni lei lekech lekarka, the lekech that buys the palm tree also gets the karka also, mishipu leyatoin, min shulov shipu lekloima, kol hakarka bishul ilon. All the ground that's underneath this tree, it's all the way straight down, mamash to the toim, to the center of the ground. Even though there's only one palm tree, and the karka, usually when I sell you two trees, you do not get the karka. That's only around the tree. You don't have a right to receive the karka. Who dien leklum? K'moshesh lo legimol b'nayim v'chutz lehem. Mashenki, when I sell you three trees, there I even mean to sell you the ground in between. Avo tachtov. But even though I'm only selling you one tree, you should know the ground underneath this tree, tachtov, dilon, underneath the tree itself, miyu islay. That's for sure I'm selling you. Techiv on dilon leperais of kaino liskaya mikarkazu. How is this tree going to grow from the nourishment of this karka? Is gamim yom asilon, even if this tree will die, yitachem karma, you have a right to plant another tree there. Vashmina nami diem bala sode yochol lach potak asilon. Afu lamatim yelafamo. Another chiddush is also, if you want to make a canal, you want to make a chvais, what a tunnel, underneath my tree, nothing doing. I have a right to stop you. Once you sold me the tree, I own the property directly under this tree, all the way down to the time. And if you want to make a tunnel underneath the tree, I have a right to stop you. Tosfos Nadori holds, if I sell you even one dekel, you have the rights of the tree all the way down Atahim. Mafkiv l'rova, Rovi asked the question, Mafkiv l'rova, Filei malei, let him say back, Kurkama derishko zevino l'cho. Rashi says, Mafkiv l'rova, hai korna karka di kineged ilon, meyacha disnan le korna karka klau. Once you tell me, it says before, he doesn't get any on the side of the property, lekono, who the kasha lechu, techiv and leskayim bekarka zu kona nimtzash kona yinika takarka, gam li tachem kaimoi, shazach ashev ashilon. So you're telling me this svara, even though true you don't get on the side ground, but this ground itself where the tree is, it's a svara you own it, that you'll have a right to plant another tree there if you want. Leimele Rashi says, moich, let the moich say no. Kurkuma derishka zvinlecha means krug, or regilam limcha bekarka, manichoy achigmar peirov, v'yoikroy, is afilon kishemachat lecha leperoisa vakarka, leperoisa hakak lemachat lecha, el laniach ilcha bekarka shali, kol yimei shetzorach lekarka, at sheyovish, hainadug me the karkum, or meyacha sheyovish latan lekarkoit, means what do you say that swear for? Let him say, Kurkum Adirishka Zincha, I only sold you the right to store something there.
Like this type of a plant that is, that just stays there, when it gets finished, you uproot it. See here also, may they only sold you the rights of the field.
Tree. Calls the man, there are fruits of this tree. Very good, you could use the fruits. But when the tree dries up, who said I gave you the cark all the way down to plant another one? It's possible I only sold it to you just for the rights of these fruits. What are you telling me automatically? What's Pshat Nadoi? What are you on the tree all the way down? Arka Kukmar Garishka Vizil. And after you finish using the tree dries up, move away. So therefore, Rav Atak argues on Nadoi. Elom Rav Rav says no. Vabo Machmas Taina. Here it's a question only when you come with a Taina and you say that the person sold it to you Beferish. That's where the Shailer is. That you say when you sold me this tree, you also said Beferis that I could use the karka. Then we believe you. Minastam tak, it's not that way. If you don't say that, if you just say you bought the tree, then Minastam will say you did not buy the rights of the karka, even directly underneath the karka. Only Rav only says here means you become Machmas Taina. If you're saying clearly that you sold to me Beferis the rights of the karka, then we believe you. Oh, Malay Makshisha, brother of Chizra Ravashi, the Kurkuma the Rishka Zovulay, Mahevel Mevet. But listen, what's going to be, even when you come Akuma Tataino, but so what? Maybe I only meant to sell you the right to use the tree and not the ground. What should have the owner done then? And the Mar says, Poshidi, brother Lemchuya, such a case. If when you sell the tree, you really meant only to sell him the rights of the fruits, but not the right to the karka, then in case this tree dries up, you have no more right to plant another tree. So you know what you should have done then? You should have made a machor and spoke clearly. You should know everybody. I'm only selling him the rights to eat this tree, but I'm not selling him the rights to use the karka. Because he looked at him, you're not going to say like this. Hani might have this for having more before. Hani mashkanta de Surya. If Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and they make a mashkan of Surya that Shimon gives Reuven his field to eat, to use it for 3 years. The cost of Behoch is written in the Shtar mashkanta like this, that for Mishlin Shnin Ilan, at the end of these 3 years, after you, the Malva, finish eating the fruits for the next 3 years, take the guy your double kesef. Then I have a right to get back my karka, and I don't have to pay anymore. But that's the type of a mashkin. That, you know how the leiv is going to pay the malva back $1,000? He's going to let the malva use his karka for the next 3 years and eat up all the payers, and that's going to be the payment. Now, that's a shtar mashkanta. Now, you have to be afraid what's going to be. He called v'shleil shtar mashkanta. What's going to be if the malva will be smart? Not smart. He wants to be a wise guy. He could hide the shtar mashkin. The yomen will kind of like this. Listen, l'kuchi biyadi. He'll say, no, I bought this karka off you. And I have shnei chazok, I ate you 3 years. So, okay, you want to say always that the malva will be believed? If so, misakni rabbona milsa the yosi bodo, they've said that. So to come out, the rabbona is making a takono that he's going to have a loss from it. And it's not nice. He's going to have a psaid over here. That it comes out, you meant to lend money, and the leiva meant to pay back through a mashkin. But and that's a takono of the rabbona like that. Because the gan shalom with hilchos ribbis. It shouldn't look like ribbis, it's mutter. But I call upon him, how could Rabban let such a thing go by? It was very easy for the malva to lie, and now that the malva used this field for the last 3 years, it's nothing for him to say, it's my field, they bought the field. So how do we have, why do we counteract this? Ella, what do you have to say? He boiled them chuya. If the loiva has a right out, has the way to save himself. The loiva should have made a machoy, should have made a protest over here. He says, so how can I'm here also by this case also? What are you telling me now when I sell you the tree just for the right, like Kurkum or the Rishka, a right to store things just to use the fruits of this tree? You have no right to use the karka to replant it. How could I protect myself that you, the buyer, would not have a right to say you bought the karka also? The way I have a right to protect myself is by Iboyle Limchuye, that the owner should have made a machor. The owner should have spoken out and told like his friends, you should know, I'm selling my friend here this tree. I'm selling him the deca tree. But I'm selling him the deca tree, you should know clearly I'm only selling him the rights of the fruits. He has the right to eat the fruits of this tree. But he does not have a right to use the karka. And therefore, on the time that this tree dries up, he has no right to replant it. So even though Rava says that if he didn't make a machor, and then the one that bought the tree has a time to say, I bought the tree with the schus of the karka, we would believe him. But that's only if the original owner doesn't make a machor. But the original owner, his way out to stop it, is I'm making a machor. He should have made a protest, tell people, you know, I'm only selling this person the right to eat the fruits of the tree, and that's all. The cock itself belongs completely to me, and on the side this tree dries up, he has to move out. All right, let's stop here.
There are three different lands in Eretz Yisrael west nageis ad aloch of chazoka cheskas hakarka. There's Yehuda, one side of Eretz Yisrael, the Eber HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden, via Golo, all the way up to north part of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean to say? Hoya bi Yehuda. Let's say the owner Reuven lives in Yehuda. That's where Reuven lives, and he for hechtik the Golo, but he owns property in Golo. Yehuda, that Reuven, that lives in the land of Yehuda, owns property all the way up north in Golol. Or else the opposite way. The Golol, Reuven, the owner, lives in the Golol. The Hechtik Yehuda, now somebody else, he owns property in Yehuda. And somebody else is making a chazaka there in Yehuda. Now the owner is far away. So in such a case, ain't a chazaka. It's not called a good chazaka. Now since Reuven, the owner, lives in a different Medina, he lives in Golol, and the property is in Yehuda, so even though there's somebody else making a chazok in the property, it doesn't help. The person that's being mastic now, the Shimon, has no right to lose his shtar, because the owner has a right to say, I can't make a protest. Like we live so far away, I can't get to you. That's why I didn't make the machor. Usually, there's a tie on the owner. Why didn't you protest? Like if you say you didn't sell it to him, you should have protested. But here, the owner has a right to say, listen, the guy is so far away from me, I can't protest. The only time the first Mishnah, Cheskas Habatim, helps with 3 years, that's only if both the owner and the land is in the same Medina. So then, if it's in the same Medina, then if somebody lives in your property, the owner finds out about it. And then it's a question upon the owner, how come you weren't Meicha? Like, if it's really true that you did not sell the field, you should have been Meicha. Since you weren't Meicha, that's the proof you really sold it. But that's only in the same Medina. But Yehuda, Tegol, and Eir Yarden, these three places are too far away. Now let's see what Rashbam says. Shalosh Harotzes Beretz Yisrael Lechazoko. Chalukoi Zumi Zu Linyin Cheska Shalosh Hanukofosh Biyozo. Means, ho, Yobala Kakab Yehuda. If the owner lived in Yehuda, the Hechzik Begolil, and he owns property in Golil, Shoya Kake Begolil, the property was in Golil, Vechzik Bo Odom Shaloshonim, and somebody lived in that field for 3 years, Veloy Macho, without the owner being Moicho, Halach Rezein Chazaka, it's not called a Chazaka. And the reason is, because Tam Yehuda Begolil Keshas Kirim Domi Min Shein Sheyoros Mitzvias Mazilazu, since they're so far away, Yehuda to Eibra Yarden, that people don't travel from one to another. Therefore, the owner would have been Meicha, make a protest where he lives, it would not reach the person that's being Machzik in his field. Because nobody's going to take the news and give it over to the person that's being Machzik. If you live in Yehuda, and the property you own is in the Golo, and somebody is in your property there being making a chazoko, there's no kasha why the owner did not make a machor. Because if he would make a protest where he lives, his protest would not reach that person. Therefore, the Zoya Vishtaroi, the Einashiyaras Mitzuyas, means that if he would have been Meuchah, then the person would have washed the star. But the reason why he didn't make the machor was because people don't travel there. Hilkach, therefore, Kivon Deni Yocholimcha, since he can't make a machor, even though he did not protest, he did not lose out from the fact the owner kept quiet. And therefore, now this person that's in the field, and he knows, like he's saying, that he bought it off Reuben. In other words, Shimon now in the field in Yehuda bought it off Reuben and lives in the Golem. So this Machzik Shimon knows that the owner lives in Golem. If so, he has to watch on to his star. Therefore, the Shimon that bought the field, his din is he has to watch on to his star. Therefore, that's what our Mishnah says, that Sholosh Aros L'Chazaka means Yehuda Ve'er Yadav V'Yagolu. If you live in one and your property is someplace else in the other one, then there's no din Chazaka, because the owner couldn't have made a machov. Therefore, the one that wants it, that says he bought the field, the Shimon, he's going to have to hold on to Ishtar. He has no more proof of 3 years. The only proof he'll have is if he has Ishtar, he has no right to lose Ishtar. Now, Omer Abiyud says, Lo Yom Rusholishonim, it was only said 3 years, Ela Kedei, Shehei the Asfamia, that if a person living in Asfamia, now, if you just says, what's the reason why the first Mishnah says a cheskas on a carcass 3 years? You just says, Layomu Shaloshonim, Lachloigbo Voloimar, Dienam Chalukois Lechazoko. So Rashi is coming to argue. The Yud is coming to argue in saying that there's no difference, there's no Chalukis in Chazoko. That no matter where you are, still there's a good Chazoko. So Hoyu Begolo. Even if you're living now in Golo, the Hechzik Yehuda, Reuven lives in Golo, and he owns a field in Yehuda, and Shimon is making a chazak in Yehuda, in his field in Yehuda, still have a chazaka. Still, if Shimon is there for 3 years, and Reuven does not make a machor, it belongs to Shimon. He has a proof of chazaka. The afilu hoya baspamya, even if the field was in Aspamya, shurochok mahalach shonim Eretz Yisrael. That means the mamish takes a whole year for the owner to travel there. you live a year's distance away from where your field is. Still, it's called a good chazaka after 3 years. Ve'echzik ve'at Yisrael, heavy chazaka. Why? The Yehuda learns like this. Sharei lekach harichu shnei chazakas ma'amaruba shoshol shonim. You know why the Rabbanan said that a chazaka is in 3 years? Why 3 years? Today shir, the time, shimho yevasvamyo, v'yemiyachzik zeh bekarka shaloi. Shono, that in case you live a year's distance away from where your karka is, over toich shona rishona yotzakil, that in case somebody is living in your field, so now you'll hear the news after 1 year. Like when somebody goes into your field, so it's going to take a year till that news gets to you. Okay, that's 1 year down. Then yelchu b'shona shniyah, then you'll start traveling back to your field the second year. V'yodiyu l'balakarko, and you'll tell the balakarko l'shlona shlishis yobah v'yimcha. It will start like this. The first year somebody's in your field, so then a curl will go out. It'll take a year, maybe people will start finding out that somebody, you're in somebody else's field. Now it'll take the second year until the news travels to the owner. And then the third year is that as soon as the owner finds out about it, the owner himself is supposed to take a year's travel to get back to his field to make a machor. That's from Yudhishthira. So no matter where you are, even though you're in a distance, there's no shayora, there's no, you know, caravan traveling there, but you yourself, as soon as you find out about the summoners in your field, you're supposed to make the machor. Aye, how does he find out about it if there's no caravans traveling? That we'll see. That much news travels. That you'll find out that somebody's in your karka, that you'll find out about it after a year. So therefore, we give you a whole nother year that the owner himself is supposed to pick up and travel himself to that person to make the machor. Then there's no time in the Mishnah Yehud and Golol. Even though maybe if you tell your friend here, news won't travel back to him, that's only person to person. But if you yourself go there, it will be a good chazor, it will be a good machor. That's what Yehuda Shit, Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama and says no. And again, if Yehuda says, Lo Yomru Shol Shonim Elikadei, Shehei Biasfamia, V'yachzik Shona, that the owner himself will be able to get back to you at the end of 3 years to give the machor to this person in his field. And if the owner does not do that, therefore it's a good proof that that person really bought the field. Now the Gemara says, my kisava Tanakama. What's the pshat in the Tanakama? What does he hold? I kisav rifi holds machor shaloi defonus, heavy machor. That means again, Reuven really owns the field, or he owns the field. And now Shimon's in the field claiming that he bought the field and he's eating Shnei Chazaka. So we're saying now, if Reuven doesn't agree with that, Reuven was supposed to make a protest. Now what does the Machor mean? If you tell me, Oza Machor Shloi Befon of Heavy Machor, that means that the owner Reuven does not have to himself go down to Shimon and tell Shimon, listen, this is my field, get out. He doesn't have to go so far. It's enough that just Reuven tells his friend, and his friend tells their friend, and their friend still gets the Shimon, if that's enough. If so, then Afilu Yehuda v'Golonami. Then in the Mishnah, why do they say if the owner lives in Yehuda and the field is in the Golon, that's not a good chazaka, why not? Let your Reuven make a machor where he lives, and his friends will tell their friends, and their friends their friends, and eventually the news will get to him. News spreads. If you tell me machor, shalei b'fon of having machor, so from Yehuda to Golon should also be a good chazaka. Ela ma'ik esarifi holds machor shalei b'fonov lo yave machor. Maybe no. Maybe a protest means that the owner himself has to go down to the field and tell that machzik, listen, this is my field, get out. And if the owner himself doesn't tell him, it doesn't mean anything. If that's what the Tanakhama holds, that machor shalei b'fonov, you just tell your friend, is not called a good machor. If so, afilu Yehuda v'Yehuda nami loy. Then why does the Mishnah only say from Yehuda to Gol it's not called a good chazaka, and Yehuda itself also sometimes is not a good chazaka? Like the Tanakhama should have said stronger. The Tanakhama should have said, you know when a machor is. A machor is only if the owner himself comes and z'meicha. If the owner himself does not come and z'meicha, then it's not called a good. Then it's not called a machor. The question is though, if the machor has to be that the owner himself has to get there, So why yearn from you to the Golul, like even from one city to another city, and Yehuda also? Like it's not shechir that the owner himself to travel there. So also won't be a machor. Like if the owner himself has to make the machor, so Tanakama does not look at Yehuda. But the owner doesn't have to travel all the way, only what his normal traveling is. So if his normal traveling is not to go so far, it should never be a machor more than where his normal traveling is. So Tanakama should have said even in Yehuda to Yehuda also sometimes is not a good chazaka. Gemara says like this. Omer Rav Abba Bamamu. Omer Rav. Liyolam, really, that's what we hold Lalocha, Kisava, Machor, Shalei Bifon, of heavy Machor. Said no, or Machor, when the owner sees that somebody else is in his field, he has to make a protest. He has to make a Machor, he has to tell people. Who does he have to tell? He doesn't have to go down to the field and tell that person, listen, I hold you, Aganis, get out of here. He doesn't have to go down to him. It's enough if the owner tells his neighbor, tells his friend. That's enough. Because their friends will tell their friends, and the news will get to that person, Shimon, in the